Well, it's Paul Charash, could you an old girl construct her chin neck a shot to me or imagine Donald Shaw August Haw on Cliff of Pell Egg Immert a new August Anish Ta Kirky August Tyrone Egg Immert a Porky Croaky August She Tyrone a Ta Egg Bull on Cliff of welcome back to the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM. We're starting into the second hour and we're opening up with Na Conairí's August Tomsha McCauley. And we're going to follow that on with Noreen Nireen, Tugum Féin on Soura Linn, which is Summer, Summer. And we might as well listen to it because it's probably the last piece of summer we're going to get. If you do want to give me a call this morning, the number here is 613-244-0244. The other thing I have to tell you, of course, is that the All-Ireland Minor Final is going on at the Heart and Crown at the moment. And when I left down there a few minutes ago, Tyrone were ahead and Cork were struggling, and I'm not too sure if that's going to keep going. If Cork doesn't win, I might be in for a rough day today, because Mary is down there, she's watching it at the moment. But as the programme goes on this morning, we'll fill you in on some of the things that are going on. As I say, if you want to give me a call, 613-244-0244. We're moving along with the Chieftains, and of course I haven't played the Chieftains in quite a while, and they've been tremendous ambassadors of Irish music all over the world for a long, long time. And this one is most appropriate. the great thing about Irish music is they have wonderful names to pieces of music, and this one is called Boil the Breakfast Early. What better could you ask for on a Sunday morning? If you do want a good breakfast, head down to Heart and Crown now and catch the game as well. I'll be heading down there as soon as I come off here. This is from the CD, Live in Ireland. The Chieftains, Boil the Breakfast Early. 613-244-0244. Enjoying the music here on the Gaelic Hour. If you do have any piece of music you'd like to hear, do send me an email, austin@thegaelichour.ca, and I'll see if I have it in my library, and I'd be delighted to play it for you. You know, it's an awful lot nicer if I can play your selections rather than my selections, but I do hope you enjoy my selections. The immortal Percy French produced wonderful music, and of course Brendan O'Dowda was the voice of Percy French, and this is Brendan O'Dowda and McBrien's Heifer.
Now there's no denying Kitty was remarkably pretty, though I can't say the same for Jane. But still there's not the differ of the price of a heifer between the pretty and the plain. McBrien had two daughters, and each one in turn was offered in marriage to Jamesy O'Byrne. Now Kitty was pretty, but Jane she was plain. So to make up the differ, McBrien would explain. He gave the best heifer he had in the land as a sort of a bonus, with Jane understand. But then Kitty would char on the birds off a bush, and that left the lad in a horrid nonplush. Entirely bothered was Jamesy O'Byrne. He thought that he'd give the schoolmaster a turn. Says he, to wed Kitty is very good fun, but a heifer's a heifer when all's said and done. A girl, she might lose her good looks anyhow, and a heifer might grow to an elegant cow. But still there's no price for the stock, do you mind? And Jane has a face that the devil designed. Now the schoolmaster said, with a great deal of sense, we'll reduce the two girls to shillings and pence. at the price of a heifer, then Jane, I'll be bound, they'll come out on the top, be a couple of pound. But still I'm forgetting that down in Glengall, should the stock is just going for nothing at all. So Jim thought he'd wait till the end of the year, till girls might be cheaper and stock might be dear. But when he came for Kitty, she was married to McVitty, and McGee had appropriated Jane. So whether there's the differ of the price of a heifer is a thing that he never could explain.
Hello, this is Mary Black, and you're listening to the Gaelic Hour on Chin 97.9 FM.
Will you walk with me through the darkest night when my world goes wrong? Will you make it right? Will you guide my lips? In all I say, will you walk with me every day? When I'm tired and weak, will you make me strong? When my mind's confused and all hope is gone, will you take my hand? Will you lead the way, dear Lord? Will you walk with me today? Will you walk with me and ease my pain? Will you walk with me? Friendship goes when there's no one there. If I call your name in my dark despair, will you come to me? Will you ease my pain, dear Lord? Will you walk with me again? Help me find the strength just to carry on. Teach me how to pray, for it's been so I fell on my knees and asked you to forgive all my sins. Dear Lord, please forgive. Will you walk with me and ease my pain? Will you walk with me? Give me hope once again. When my eyes grow dim, will you let me see? Dear Lord, will you walk?
And don't forget, 20th of October, we have five female Irish writers coming into town, and that's a fundraiser for stroke research. And they will be down at St. Bridget's at 7 p.m. start. You can get tickets for that on ticketweb.ca. The writers that are coming, Catherine Dunn, she wrote a book called An Unconsidered People, How the Irish Were Treated in London in the 50s. We have Celia Dufresne. Celia is a screenplay writer and a playwright. And she recently got an award for the script of Marathon, the movie. And then Ivy Bannister. Ivy was listening to the news in Ireland and heard that Flight 111 had gone down off Nova Scotia and knew her sister was on board. So that's how she found out her sister had died. So she wrote a book called Blunt Trauma. And Leah Mills is a cancer survivor and she has written on that topic. And Mary Rose Callaghan has a series of books, one called A Bit of Scandal. So as I say, ticketweb.ca, the Irish the literary tour is how you'll find it on there. That was Isla Grant, Will You Walk With Me. Trina Moore, Walking on the Moon.
The lights of the town were just shutting down. The sun was fresh on the rise. I met Mama at the door. She'd been walking the floor. She said, girl, you got stars in your eyes. But Mama, I was walking on the moon last night. Two loving arms held me tight. And the stars danced around so bright. When I was walking on the moon last night. Now Mama, she did weep. Your feet on the ground. It's not always what it seems. Young love may be a dream, but some angels fly high just to fall down. But Mama, I was walking on the moon last night. Two loving arms.
Here in the city, there's a lot always going on. Every Sunday, 8 a.m., you got the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM, and that runs for 2 hours. We put the magazine show up on the website. We try and get it up fairly quickly, and this morning's program is up there as a podcast. On Mondays, Cultus Cultori Éireann have their Irish language classes, Ceilidh dance and set dance classes, and solo dance classes, and they all happen at Blessed Sacrament, and that's at 194 4th Avenue. If you need info on that, you can send me an email, austin@thegaelichour.ca, or sheila.scott@uottawa.ca. Then on Tuesdays, the seniors get together, and that's at their drop-in at 11 until about 2 p.m. That's at St. Margaret Mary's Church at Sunnyside and Fairburn. And the Celtic Choir have their practice on Tuesday evening, 7:30, and that's at John the Evangelist Church at Somerset and Elgin. And the Ottawa Gaels, I'm not sure if they're still doing the bingo out at Reid O'Carlton on Tuesday evenings. Thursdays, the Rugby Club have a practice, and that's at Colonel By High School. We'll give you more stuff that's going on in the city. We'll tell you about the monthly stuff maybe after this piece of music. And we have the Furies coming up. Because I have to tell you, if you walk around at the moment, you get that scary sight. Isn't it horrendous? The first leaves of autumn. Well, this is the Furies, and that's exactly what this is called.
I get the same old answers, but the questions still remain. We shared a brief but magic song by the first leaves of autumn. You were gone. Not until the rain had touched my veins. Not until the first leaves fell from Spain. Not until that moment did I see. I never realized what you meant to me. From the days you filled with sunlight to the laughter in your eyes, to the making and the breaking of the day you said goodbye. We shared a brief but magic song by the first leaves of autumn. You're gone. Not until the heart's keep fences down. Not until some alchemalia comes round. Not until that moment did I see. Never realized what you meant to me. Not until the rain had touched my face. Not until the first leaves fell from space. Not until that moment did I see. Never realized what you meant to me. I never realized what you meant.
That was the very distinctive voice there of Finbar Fury and Autumn Leaves coming up. Don't forget the first, we had the Ceilidh last night. So if my voice is a little hoarse this morning, it's nothing like Brian Cowan's was, and I ain't in the political trouble he was. We were at the Ceilidh last night. It was a great night, a wonderful night, and that's on the third Saturday of every month. Don't forget, on Tuesday night, the Ottawa branch of Ontario Genealogical Society have their research group meeting, and that's at Library and Archives Canada on 395 Wellington Street. We're moving along with the Coss, and of course the Coss is a good local band there with Bobby Watt. And Duncan Gillis is with him there as well. So we're always happy to support the local artists. And this is called The Old Alliance. Thank you. Don't forget, the Walk the Block event is next Saturday, and that's a fundraiser for St. Patrick's Home of Ottawa. And you can register for that out at St. Patrick's at 9 a.m. on Riverside Drive, and the walk gets underway at 9:30. And it's either a 1K or a 3K walk. Nothing too strenuous, but an opportunity to come out and support St. Patrick's Home and raise a little bit of sponsorship. If you want some details on that, you can contact St. Patrick's Home. Number there is 613-250-2738, and look for Trudy Robertson. We'll be back with you after these messages.
The Monterey Inn is your premier choice for an exceptional stay in a resort setting along the Rideau River, close to the airport and a short journey to the nation's capital. The Monterey Inn offers a host of features for the discerning visitor that includes meeting and conference facilities, an outdoor heated pool and a fitness centre. Drop in and enjoy the fine dining experience of La Bodega Lounge. The Monterey Inn at 2259 Prince of Wales Drive, 613-288-3500 or www.monterey.ca.
The Heart and Crown Irish Pubs had their humble beginnings in the heart of the Byward Market in 1992. The Snug Pub was opened in 1997. Mother McGinty's and Russian Doves were added in 2001, and now, in 2010, the Druid. You can also visit the Heart and Crown on Preston Street, the Old Dubliner and Poorhouse on York Street, and the James Street Pub on Bank Street. The Heart and Crown Irish Pubs for quality food and entertainment.
Reach your community with an effective, creative and reasonably priced ad campaign on the Gaelic Hour on Chin 97.9 FM. Your message will be heard by loyal listeners to this program and show that you also support the Gaelic Hour. Call 613-800-1853 for details. That's 613-800-1853.
Save up to $10,500 on new 2010 vehicles. Brand new GMC Sierra pickup trucks priced from $14,990. Bring a friend, a family member, a co-worker to Ottawa's largest outdoor car and truck sale. Listen to Chin on location Wednesday and Friday for more details on fabulous deals on new and pre-owned vehicles from Sojourner's huge tent sale, which runs 4 days only, September 22nd to the 25th. Join Chin Radio on location this Wednesday, September 22nd, and Friday, September 24th, on Coventry Road, next to the St. Ross Centre, for the tent sale you should not miss.
Don't forget, there's still time to head down to Heart and Crown and catch the All-Ireland Senior Championship, Cork versus Down. The balls gets thrown in at 10:30. At the moment, the Cork-Tyrone game is going on, and I have no idea what's going on, because I know earlier on when I left, Tyrone was ahead. September 24, 26, there's an Irish Language Immersion Weekend, and that is presented by Cultus Ottawa and the language group Conscious Coro. And that is September 24, 26 at Galilee House in Arnprior, and the full package is $200, and that includes your meals, your accommodation, classes and workshops. So there's single and double accommodation available. You can get day packages also. If you want information on that, give Bridget Guglich, send her an email. That's BRIGUGLICH935@rogers.com. You can send me an email, austin@thegaelichour.ca, and I will pass it along for you. We're opening the second half of the show here on the music program on the Gaelic Hour. And, you know, a long time it used to be the R10 Boys band, but I thought I'd start out the second half with An Garda Síochána, and this is what they will be listening to in Croke Park, probably in about a little bit less than an hour. The Banks, me on Lovely Lee. 613-244-0244.
Thank you. is Sharon Shannon, and you're listening to the Gaelic Hour on Shin 97.9 FM.
Near Banbridge town in the county down, one morning last July, down a boring green came a sweet colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut-brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself for to see I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair colleen that I met in the county down. As she onwards sped, sure I scratched me head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I says I to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair. He smiled at me, and he says he, that's the gem of Ireland Crown. Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's a star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like a fair colleen that I met in the county down. At the harvest fair she'll be surely there, so I'll dress in my Sunday clothes. With me shoes shone bright and me hat cocked right, for the smile from the look brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till me pound is a rust colour brown. Till the smiling bride by me own fair sight sits the star of the county down. From Antrim Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like a fair colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the fair colleen that I met in the county town.
And as Paddy Riley and the star of the county down, and of course Cork are playing down, and that gets underway at 10:30. I just found currently the minor results going on is Tyrone 113, Cork 112. So Cork are still struggling. They're still struggling. They're having a hard time today. We'll see how it goes, and we'll keep you posted as it goes along. Just to let you know as well, October 19, October 20, the seniors group and Tara Players have a joint fundraiser, and that is down at the Heart and Crown. They have a play going on, one-act play, and music and dance and entertainment. And I don't have the full details here in front of me, but I'll get those and be able to share them with you next week and tell you where you can get tickets for that. We're moving along. Because, you know, this morning, I have to tell you, when we were coming in, it was one of those wonderful mornings. The sun was coming up, and as I was driving out, I live out in Blackburn Hamlet, and we were coming on Tinnis Road, and I look, and here you had the fog, and it was fabulous across the NCC lands there and about and across the baseball pitch, Diamond, the soccer pitch, just the edge of Blackburn Hamlet. And the piece I'm playing, you know, was The Fog in the Bog, and this is Peter Dawson from his CD, Owl in the Hen House. The number here, by the way, is 613-244-0244 if you want to give me a call. You are listening to the Gaelic Hour on Chin 97.9 FM with Austin Cumberton. Thank you. And that was Peter Dawson. Well, it looks like Tyrone have beaten Cork 113 to 112. And I don't know how I managed to pick these, but like I have Brian Doherty and Kevin Evans coming up next. And of course, Brian Doherty is from Tyrone. And we're going to give you a piece from their 25th anniversary CD, their celebration, Brennan on the Moor.
Undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. It's of a brave young highwayman, the story we will tell. His name was Willie Brennan, and in Ireland he did dwell. It was on the Kilworth Mountains he commenced his wild career, and many a wealthy nobleman before him shook with fear. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. One day upon the highway, as fully he went down, he met the mayor of Cashel, a mile outside the town. The mayor, he knew his features, and he said, young man, said he, your name is Willie Brennan, you must come along with me. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now Willie's wife had gone to town, provisions for to buy, and when she saw her Willie, she commenced to weep and cry. Said, hand to me that tenpenny, as soon as Willie spoke, she handed him a blunderbuss from underneath her cloak. To young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now with this loaded blunderbuss, the truth I will unfold. He made the mayor to tremble, and he robbed him of his gold. £100 was offered for his apprehension there, but he with horse and saddle to the mountains did repair. Did young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now Brennan being an outlaw upon the mountains high, the cavalry and infantry to take him they did try. He laughed at them with scorn, until at last was said, by a false-hearted woman he was cruelly betrayed. Was young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. They hanged Willie at the crossroads, in chains he swung and died. But still they say that in the night there's some who see him ride. They see him with his blunderbuss all in the midnight chill, all along the King's Highway. Bright Willie Brennan still, and his Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was your Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was your Brennan on the moor.
I see that the Monterey Inn is having an impromptu gala on Saturday, September 25th, and it's by popular demand. They'll host an impromptu dinner dance, and that is going to be with a barbecue menu similar to Canada Day offering, which was so well received that at Canada Day, this is $25 a head, and it's Country Club casual address. And I also see they have a fall harvest gala on October 17th. And, of course, their Christmas gala is December 21st. And when we talk Christmas, I have to mention that the Rose of Tralee Centre here in Ottawa has their Christmas concert, and that is on Friday, December 17th at Library and Archives Canada, and that is with Dominic Darcy and the Barley Shakers. Tickets will be on sale shortly at ticketweb.ca, $22.50 at the door or $20 in advance. I hope you're enjoying the music here on the Gaelic Hour on J97.9 FM, and this is Margaret Barry. I couldn't go through a programme without having some mention of the County Galway, and this is Margaret Barry and the Galway Shawl. 613-244-0244.
In the month of May, he spied a collie. She was tall and handsome, and she nearly stole it. kiss for her right away. She wore no jewels, nor costly diamonds, nor painter powder, or none at all. She wore a bonnet with red roses on it, and o'er her shoulders hung the gauntlet with shawl. Came into view. Very soon his mother and a kettle boiling, for all he could think of was the godly wish all. He played the blackboard, the stack of barrels, and Rodney's glory, and don't forget it. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, till it down her cheeks came the tears like June. She said, oh dearly, on next morning to hit the road for Donegalin. She kissed and hugged it, and then she left him, and she stole his heart in our godly wish all.
Tune into the Gaelic Hour, Chin 97.9 FM.
Down on the sea by the castle Dunning, the fairest of all was the maiden Eileen. The bloom on her cheek was as fresh as the dew, and her heart to a young fisher laddie was true. At morn he would sail with the sun and the tide, and he would return to his promised young bride. And there on the shore she could hear it so plain, his voice in the wind singing soft this refrain. Eileen, my Eileen, await for me, wait, Eileen. They were to be wed on a Sunday in May, and faith 'twas a joy to see Eileen so gay. The morning before he set sail with the tide, but he never returned to his promised young bride. No, no, nevermore was her heart light and warm. Her lover, he died, yes, he died in a storm. But down by the shore, she could still hear so plain his voice in the wind, singing soft this refrain. Eileen, my Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen. They say that her heart, it was broken in two. The lovely Eileen, oh, so young and so true. And down by the shore, they who loved her the best, by the rock where she waited, they laid her to rest. Oh, many the years that have passed since that day, but maidens who wait for their lovers there say that still on the shore they can hear it so plain, his ghost in the wind singing soft this refrain. Eileen, my Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen.
Bringing you the best Gaelic music, current news, and interviews. You're listening to The Gaelic Show with Austin and Mary Cummerton on Ottawa's multicultural voice, Chin Radio 97.9.
And that was Bing Crosby and Eileen. Maureen Maher was over in Ireland recently and she brought me back a CD and I took a track off it. Maureen, if you're listening, this is Hugh Healy and Michael O'Connell. It's got the Galbally Farmer, the Drumraney Lass and the Humours of Drina. And I know where Drumraney is and I know where Drina is. And this is a CD called We Were Drinking and Kissing the Ladies. So, hell, there's always something fun going on here on the Gaelic Hour. Chin, 97.9 FM. Lovely piece of music there. That's the Galbally Farmer, the Drum Rainy Lass, and the Humours of Drina. And here in the Gaelic Hour, we're always delighted to introduce new music to you when we get a chance. As I said, if you'd like me to play any particular piece of music, do send me an email, austin@thegaelichour.ca, and we'll get it up there for you. We're coming close to the end of the show, and I'll be heading down to the Heart and Crown now because I intend going down there to watch the Cork Down game, and I'm sure it'll be exciting. The ball gets thrown in there at 10:30. And, of course, I do want to thank the Heart and Crown for the continued support of this program. Without their help and the Monterey Inn Resort, we would not be on the air, and also the Friends of the Gaelic Hour. The magazine show, as I say, that is available on the website at this stage, and we have a playlist up there. So the music we play here this morning, that's already up on the playlist, and we also have some of the local events going on the calendar, and you'll find links to the other Irish organisations. What else have I to tell you? I have to tell you I'm going to be back here next Sunday morning here at 8 a.m. and my guests include Archbishop Prendergast and also Paddy Doyle. Paddy Doyle will be calling in from Ireland, and that's at 8 a.m. And then the other thing I have to say is a big thank you to Matt on the other side of the glass for taking care of me this morning. Do come back, join me, and we'll be here 8 a.m. on the Gaelic Hour on Chin 97.9 FM. Slán go fóill.